catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
This is Spring Training Dodger Talk on your home of the world champion Dodgers. Follow us on Instagram at AM570 LA Sports for more Dodger content.
The home of the Dodgers,
AM570 LA Sports.
Cactus League action for the Dodgers. Your World Series champion Dodgers begin this Sunday as the Dodgers take on the Oakland Athletics in their first exhibition game. Our pregame coverage begins at 11:30, first pitch at 12:05. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, you'll hear what Cody Bellinger thinks of the San Diego Padres. Plus, we'll be giving away those Dodgers 8-disc DVD World Series Championship set. But first, we are joined by a man that really cut his teeth in the Dodgers organization as a player, then as a coach, and was able to be part of Mike Socha's staff in Anaheim. And thankfully for the Dodgers, he has come back home, and this will be his second year as the Dodgers third base coach. And not a coincidence, the Dodgers win the World Series with Dino Ebel on their staff. Dino, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it.
No, David, anytime, man. Love being on your show.
You know, we've talked a few times, but I haven't asked you or your coaching staff what it's been like for you guys not being able to celebrate with the team and not really having a parade. Has winning the World Series sunk in for the coaching staff?
Well, yeah, obviously it has, David. I mean, we miss the fans. There's no doubt about it. I know, just speaking selfishly, that I am, the parade and all that, the good stuff, the celebration. That's something that, back when I signed in 1988 with the Dodgers and ever got a chance to win a World Series. I mean, used to watching when 88, when the Dodgers celebrated and the Lakers celebrating, and now not getting to be a part of that. Hopefully someday down the road, we will come together as, the Lakers, Dodgers, a parade, some type of celebration for our fans in LA. We definitely want to see that. So yes, I miss it. I know our staff miss it, and I think that needs to be done.
Dino, you know this, coming in last year, the core group of players were a very confident bunch, but do you feel like there's a little more now that they're world champions?
Absolutely, and we're going about it day by day. There's a good vibe in the clubhouse. We're getting out there now, getting our work in. The additions of Trevor Bauer is just lit the clubhouse up on the pitching side. And our guys are they've been together for a while. When you add a piece to the puzzle, like a Mookie Betts last year, it's just, I tell you what, it's awesome to be on that field with these guys, going through our drills, fundamentals, the running the bases, everything that we put together, Bob Guerin does with the spring training schedule, is just one purpose, is to get better and to be playing in October.
A lot of the players have talked about Mookie challenging everybody last spring to practice with a little bit more focus, with a little bit more intensity. Have you seen that carry over this spring? Is there another jar for mistakes on the practice field?
Well, one, yes, he's always out there. He's getting his work in. That will always happen with Mookie Betts, and the guys are coming out, getting their work with them, and yes, the jar is out there. So it is just something Mookie brings to the table. Justin Turner, the veteran guys, they all buy in, and you know what? It's fun. Makes you concentrate a little bit better, because you don't want to throw no money in that jar. So it's competitive, and it's just fun. And we do our job. They get the job done, and at the end of the day, we all are getting better.
Dodgers third base coach for the World Series champion Dodgers, Dino Ebel, is our guest. And Dino, I mentioned before you came on that you've been doing a lot of work with some players at Dodger Stadium during the offseason, in particular Gavin Lux. What could you tell us about his growth and what you've seen from him as he enters this spring?
Well, Gavin right now is in a good place. He's been working hard all offseason. I know last year, he missed some time, was sent down, but was with us at the end of the year. This guy can play the game of baseball. He's young, he's talented, he's got all the tools to become an everyday player at second base or even at shortstop for me. He's just an all-around great player. He's off to a good start. This winter we were working hard on the defensive end, really looking good right now, so it's carried over. So he's got a good look on his face. I'm really excited to see him, you know, get it going and having a good spring and carrying it into the season.
Who initiated working at Dodger Stadium, and is that a sign of what makes a great player to want to stay back in L.A. And try to be ready for spring training?
Well, obviously, he's doing a lot of hitting with our hitting coaches, with Robert Van Soyak, but, that has to come from Andrew up top, letting guys come in. Because of the COVID rules, there's only a certain amount of people that can come in, but Gavin was one of them. And they asked me to come in and throw batting practice live to him and work with him on his defense. So I'll tell you what, man, this guy's got all the tools to become a superstar. He knows it. He just has to put it together mentally and physically. He's there. So I like what I'm seeing so far.
I've been pumping up Zach McKinstry as your team's secret weapon. Can you make me feel a little validated that what I'm seeing is right?
Well, your eyes aren't lying. This guy, he knows how to play the game. Pays attention to detail. He can play multiple positions, third, short, second, outfield, and probably can play first base if we put a first baseman glove out there. He can hit. He can run. He's got a plus arm. I'm really excited to see him. Zach joined us last year. Hearing great reviews on him with all our minor league coaches and just getting a chance to work with him now in spring training, getting early work in at 9 in the morning. His hands are good, his arm's good. So positive persons out there just, with the gang and just working hard and doing his job. So, yes, this guy's for real.
He's a left-handed hitter, like you said, very versatile. He said this morning that he's going to try to shadow Chris Taylor because that's the player he feels he's going to emulate. But just from your standpoint, how do the Dodgers replace a guy like Kike Hernandez, Dino, because of his versatility and what he was able to do?
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one because Kike did a tremendous job here, even when I was on the other side with the Angels, man. Every time we came in and played, and he was in the lineup, he was going to do something special. So Zach has the makings of being Kike. He's got all the tools that Kike has. And, you got a Chris Taylor that can roam around. He can play third, short, second, left field, center, right. So, yeah, Zach is in a good place, on the back pocket of Chris Taylor. But, we got some guys who can play the game of baseball in this organization. So, will we miss Kike? Absolutely. But we got some guys coming up that's going to be exciting to watch.
Hey, you still have Corey Seager. I saw you out there working with him. As a coach,
wow.
Are you in awe of just what he's able to do on the baseball field at his size?
Absolutely. And we were talking about that today, Ron Renneke and I, that Ron's in camp with us now, and he's assistant to the GM, and just another set of eyes. And just talking with Ron, because we go back when we were together with the Dodgers and Angels, and, you see a guy that's 6'4", and just walks out on the field in great shape, presence are there, guy can hit homers, hit for average, and the way he played last year reminded me a lot of his rookie year season, and he's healthy, he's got a good, good face on him, and he's ready to go, so a lot of confidence coming into 21 season, and I'm excited to see him going out there every day and put some numbers up.
Is there a difference in him, Dino, just the way he works so far in spring? Is there something different or a little bit more free about what he's able to do?
Well, he's a very confident player. He's just, he knows he's healthy, feels good. The last couple of years he had some, health issues, and He's got a good look on his face. He's healthy. He's cleared, every hurdle there was in going out last year, being the MVP in the playoffs, World Series, and coming into camp this year. He's in great shape, good look on his face, and he's ready. And he wants to repeat, like all of us, just go out and have a good year, play one day at a time, and we'll see where we stand at the end of the season.
Hey, Dino, before I let you go, you know how much respect not only I have, but anybody that knows anything about you as far as your baseball IQ and just the eyes that you have out there. To have Ron Renicki back in some sort of capacity, how big of an asset is that for the team?
Oh, I think it's huge. And, he's in our morning meetings. He's just another set of eyes. Like you said, I've been around him a long time. Sees the little things, and he's managed, he's bench coached, he's coached third, came up as a Dodger, with the Angels for a long time. He's got a few World Series rings as a player, as a coach, and it's just awesome to talk baseball. And he's in there every morning. The guys are talking to him. He comes out, watches our early work, pays attention to the base running. So no doubt he's going to really help us in spring training and moving forward.
Do you guys see the game the same way, Dino?
We were all taught by the same organization. So at the beginning, when I started in 1988 as a player, he was being taught the same thing. So we go back a long time. And, we do have different views. We like to discuss them once in a while. We'll go head-to-head. And it's never it's all constructive. But he I'll challenge him, he'll challenge me, and it's good. It's just good baseball, and we learn from each other.
Was it like never missing a beat, having him back in camp from your days with the Angels and Dodgers?
Nope, never missed a beat, and I stayed in touch with him all these years, and in the off season we talked baseball and just bringing up scenarios and managing and bench coaching, third base, and it's just a great person to have join our staff. And when they called me and told me that he was joining our staff as an assistant to the GM, and I was thrilled because he's going to add some value to our organization, not just at our major league team, but all the way down to rookie ball.
Well, Dino, thanks a lot for coming on the show. I know coaches have long hours during spring training, but I got to say, I think the Dodger coaching staff between you and Brant Brown, you guys might be the best conditioned coaching staff in all of baseball.
Well, thanks, David. We work at it. But, I try to get to bed here about 10 at night, and we're up about, 5-ish and get out there and start working out and be ready for the guys to come in. So it's all good.
All right. Well, we'll see you out here tomorrow. Socially distanced, of course. I'll stay behind the chain link fence.
I'll yell at you.
Thanks, Dino. You're the best.
Right. Thanks, David, for having me.
There he goes. Literally the best third base coach in all of baseball, and the Dodgers are very fortunate to have Dino Ebel on their staff, and he is a difference maker for the Dodgers in a lot of different ways, not only just being a base coach.